When the news broke that the Bears acquired Pro Bowler Khalil Mack, the score jumped into action with Danny Parkins and Bears reporter Mark Grody taking Score Guy reaction in studio.
Danny Parkins hanging out with Bears reporter Mark Grody with you on a Saturday. Happy Khalil Mack Day. Lawrence Holmes, what was your initial reaction?
This is a GM who is pushing all his chips in the middle of the table. I think that he should be applauded for that.
Connor McKnight.
Got a guy that's premier at his position in the NFL.
Danny Mack, what do you think of the Khalil Mack trade?
Bears. My jaw dropped. This isn't Jay Cutler. This is a guy who's been the best player in the league as voted.
Dan Bernstein.
If they're healthy at the end of December, they're right in it.
David Hall with us.
It's as much of an investment in faith as it is money when you allow your team to trade for a guy this dominant.
Habarkish.
I never thought it would happen because I never thought the Raiders would do this, but if they're dumb enough to do it, I believed that the Bears would at least be in the conversation.
Only The Score can cover breaking news like this. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Joe Maddon coming back for next season. And it seems like if the three options are firing, he didn't do enough to get fired. Extension, he probably didn't do enough for an extension.
Correct.
Either.
So lame duck him, and that's what they're doing.
Exactly. It seems sensible to me, and they'll run it back next year, and if it's a disaster, they can fire him.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going great, they can extend him. You can play this either direction based on how next year goes.
Based on the worst of Joe Maddon, I would be reluctant to do that in the middle of the season next year, because when the stakes are at their highest is when the collar really tightens up on him and he has judgmental lapses.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson.
You guys as a group, as receivers, seem to enjoy putting pads on guys downfield, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, I think a big part of our offense, you know, is us blocking on the perimeter. You know, that's for short passes, that's for outside runs, that's for quarterback runs, you know, that's for everything, you know. So, I think another undervalued thing that goes unnoticed is, you know, just as an offense, you know, we love to see each other be successful. You know, it's a group of guys that we have fun playing together, you know, since day one. You know, we have a lot of different skill sets. We have a lot of talent, you know, and when you got that out there, you know, it's fun blocking for those guys. You know, it's fun playing with those guys. You know, you got guys like Tariq and Taylor and Anthony Miller and Trey. You know, I mean, we have fun getting each other open, you know, blocking for each other. You know, we have fun out there.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So I just happened to be reading the Tribune here, and there is a bizarre story connected to DePaul. I thought we had decided the news was going to be good with DePaul. They got some real good recruits coming in.
Well, that's been the bright spot of the last couple of weeks.
To come, right?
I'm just reporting the news.
Some strange stories. The latest one involving Dave Lado and Gene Lenti Ponsetto, the athletic director.
Yeah.
Court orders barring former assistant coach Rick Carter from contacting them, according to court documents.
Wow. Orders of protection granted for both Genie and Dave Lado. That is
bizarre. Can't come within 10,000 feet of certain places, including DePaul's campus and Wintrust Arena. No contact order extended last Friday through February 21st. Next court date is November 13th. He needs to find an attorney, talking about Rick Carter. Bizarre story of threats, intimidation, and did not take his firing so well. Just bad, just dangerous, scary, and for it to rise to this level makes you wonder just exactly. You know,
no, I mean, what they're dealing with. You got to be a little intimidated, freaked out, whatever. You got to be a little feel threatened if you're getting a court order against a guy. It's too bad.
DePaul's
follow that story. DePaul's got some stuff
issues,
going on.
Yeah, they dealt with the assistant coach a couple weeks ago.
Have they dealt with that? I mean, is that's still kind of under review, isn't it?
Well, it's they said that they did their due diligence in before they hired Shane Heierman, who was accused in the federal probe, or at least named as being a guy who paid Brian Bowen $2,000 to come to La Porte La Lemure, where he used to coach.
Yeah.
And Brian Bowen, his father was on the stand, and Brian Bowen's a recruit from Louisville who's at the center of a lot of this. A
disaster.
It's just unseemly. It's things that you don't want your program associated
but
with.
They say they've done their due diligence, but I don't believe that whole thing is – I don't know the NCAA is finished with whatever they're investigating.
Well, it's not so much the NCAA. I mean, really, it's unclear what the NCAA is going to do in regard to some of these – you know, some of this stuff that's coming out in
so
court.
Sorted.
There's the FBI's invasion of college basketball, basically. I mean, they're going into these programs and they're unearthing all this information, and it's very unclear what the NCAA can do, what they will do, how they'll respond. DePaul is, you know, one of the schools named or has been named, but not one that is probably in as deep as some.
Right.
This was a revelation.
It's still an embarrassment, David. I mean, it's just...
It's a question you have to answer during a recruiting visit you don't want to answer.
Exactly.
And it's not the kind of publicity you want to generate for your program, which, as you said, you feel like is things are positive because of your recruiting success.
I thought they were turning a corner a little bit. They've got a real nice group of young players coming in next year. Now, again, I don't believe they're allowed to talk about it yet because I don't think that's official. But they got some good players, and you know, they're still in. You know, there's a guy that had committed that then, you know, decommitted that may come back to them, and if that happens, they'd have a really good class. And you know, again, it's time for DePaul to make some impact. Isn't it?
It's time for DePaul to make some impact.
We've seen Northwestern make the tournament. We've seen Loyola make the Final Four. It would be nice to see DePaul also have a chance to step up and bring.
Well,
their
2 years
program.
Ago it was Northwestern. Last year it was Loyola. I don't think this year is DePaul's year. I mean, if you're going
I think
there,
it's Loyola's year again.
It's Loyola's year again. They're going to do it again.
You were there.
Heard that at the luncheon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got everybody kind of revved up for that. So I'm expecting that now.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of fired up for it. I'm kind of excited.
It's just hard to believe it starts next Tuesday.
It's really hard to believe.
The Ramblers back on the court.
Yeah, the Ramblers just finished their run to the Final Four.
Seeing Clayton Custer and Marcus Towns yesterday and Porter Moser talking, and it felt like a March NCAA tournament run reunion to see all these people in the same room again.
You became a beat writer.
I basically was for 3 weeks and had as much fun covering that run to the Final Four as anything that I've covered in 15 years in Chicago.
Yeah. This is the kind of story that you love. You're a sweetheart of a guy.
Well, what's not to love?
I'm just saying
it had everything.
The underdog, you know, the whole, the kind of little engine that could. I mean, honest to God, the last gasp, the buzzer beaters, Sister Jean. You know, I have
had everything but Jimmy Chitwood, right? It was the Hoosier story on college basketball and Clayton Custer.
He's fantastic.
And Ben Richardson and these guys.
Yes.
And it was really, so yesterday where you're speaking at the lunch and you did a nice job, and I'm walking through the room and you run into Clayton Custer, the senior guard who did so much. He's back. He's graduated. He's toward his MBA. And I saw him, and you're right, because you feel this sort of sense of like, hey, it's great to see you. How you doing, buddy?
It's so funny.
You know, you feel this sort of connection to somebody because he is, we talked earlier in the program about, you know, student athletes, and Jerry DiNardo talked about college football commitments and programs. When you see a guy like Clayton Custer that represents everything that's great about college sports, it reminds you about, you know, the rule is that these kids are going to get the most out of their scholarship and the most out of their experience. Loyola represented the rules so well last March. The exceptions are like, you know, guys are going to go pro and they're worth this and they're worth that and the exploitation and all those things that we talk about a lot. But Loyola was so good because there was a purity about it and an innocence almost that maybe doesn't exist. Maybe it was a facade, but it seemed very real.
98% graduation rate, which puts them with Harvard and Yale. I'm not making that up for their
student athletes.
No, I mean, it's an extraordinary thing to see. And you know, this is including, I remember people were trying to kind of rain on the parade afterward, like, that'll never happen again. That's the end of that. Porter's going to be leaving. Porter will be the first guy out the door. I mean, conceivably, Porter could have taken a job and brought both Custer and Towns with him, Marcus Towns, the two kids that graduated at the end of last year.
They could have been graduate transfers.
With a year of eligibility. They could have been graduate transfers and gone with their head coach to a new program with a backcourt. Here we are. And it's like that was the doomsday scenario. And, of course, Loyola stepped up and did a good job, and they're building a new facility. And
they kept the coach, but I think even more impressively, even if Porter stayed, those are two kids that could have been affected by visions of grandeur somewhere else, bigger program, you know, bigger facilities, bigger stage.
Custer's like halfway through his MBA. He's been going to summer school.
Amazing because he just turned 14. I mean, he looks that young.
Yeah, he's very young looking.
It's like, okay, can you make sure that you get the paper on the porch next time? You know,
they've he looks gotten like a lot bigger. Boy. They've gotten their team. The size of this team is a lot bigger. Now they've lost a lot of experience, and you know it's going to be tough to. They're the target. Everyone's going to be going after.
They're the target. It's going to be difficult.
Fun. It was fun to, you know, the funnest part for me, Dave, is watching all those shots again. That was, I mean, when you stop and think
highlight
about
reel.
It, the highlight reel, like go online and just like Google like Loyola last thing. They won three games on the Tennessee one where Dante Ingram hits a half court shot.
That's where it all started.
That's beyond human comprehension. And then, you know, you have a Custer hits one that hits the back of the rim and comes back. And then, of course, the Towns hits a jumper and a 3-point.
It was, it was great to see.
I don't
see.
Even remember what order. I think the it was Towns great to revisit. Was
well, yes.
Whatever.
Towns was, then they showed the Nevada.
Right.
Then they showed the,
exactly.
Yeah. I didn't see a Michigan highlight.
You son of a. You know what? You know what I was told by one guy?
Sorry.
I think this is very interesting. I was told I was discussing their schedule, and they did a good job scheduling. And I was told, keep an eye on Ball State. That team is really good this year. That could be one of those games that ends up being a problem. And I thought, wow, that sounds like, some sort of wager.
It's in December.
Lunch.
Yes,
or
that sounds like a good wager.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. You know what kind of team I'll they have yet? I'll do some research, though.
I'll put a lunch up against the dinner you owe me if it goes the other way.
I owe you a dinner from what?
For this bet.
Oh, okay.
I'm offering it's kind of the odds.
That's confidence.
The lunch is cheaper than the dinner, so I'm just trying to be cheap about it. Trying to squeeze odds out of you without you noticing.
I'll have to do some research before I'm willing to go out on a limb there. It was interesting to hear, though, how much interest there is now in the Loyola program where it has kind of resulted in season tickets increase.
It's unbelievable. They're going to be a crowd now, buddy.
And when they go on the road, they are, you know, sold out arenas. They're playing Indiana State when they're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of that team that went to the Final Four with Larry Bird and Carl Nix in that group.
It's going to be something else, huh?
Starts next Tuesday. And I know you're all ready for it. You were in your Rambler, you were in full Rambler mode yesterday.
I was.
Interesting
was
to see
a,
you.
You know, it was a pep rally, pal. And Mully was leading the charge. At least in my
And they
mind.
Appreciate that.
Go Ramblers!
That's fun.
Go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we're going to bring in, speaking of Loyola basketball, we'll bring in Dan Bernstein. Don't even start. But we will talk to Dan and Connor. I mean, hopefully not about that. You know what we should do? We should ask them for their win totals. On the Bulls. I know Dan likes to break down all the numbers and come up with a win.
He can do that.
He won't do that.
No?
But we'll try.
He doesn't like to make predictions.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is brownie. Text the word brownie to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is brownie to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Danny Parkins here from the McNeil and Parkins Show, afternoons 1 to 6. Up next for Mitch Trubisky and the 3-2 Bears, the New England Patriots. I've heard of them. If the Bears are for real, we're going to find out this week, and we're covering it right up to game time, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Holy underwear. Guys, if that's what you're wearing, you need to go to briefbuy.com. They make it easy for you to get out of the holes. And they're dealing with two great offers, 10% off Hanes, Champion, and more through November 4th, the day the clocks change. And buy three, get one free on the cool new brand Cool Clothes while supplies last. Shop briefbuy.com now. That's briefbuy.com. Briefbuy.com is a Chicagoland company.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Did you hear the news? Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. Now you get new plans with unlimited high-speed data all month long, all on the T-Mobile network. Check out the new Metro by T-Mobile today and discover the smarter way to get unlimited. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. During congestion, the fraction of customers using greater than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video streams at 480p. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details and terms and conditions.
I'm here with Catherine Todaro, Dean of Creighton University's College of Nursing. The Bureau of Labor projects that nursing will be the highest growing profession over the next decade. How is the university preparing to meet this demand?
Creighton has done a number of things. One, we've increased our number of traditional nursing students, but we also offer accelerated education on three campuses in Omaha, Hastings campus in central Nebraska, and our brand new campus, which is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Learn more about all of the university's academic programs at creighton.edu.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Did you hear the news? Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. Now you get new plans with unlimited high-speed data all month long, all on the T-Mobile network. Check out the new Metro by T-Mobile today and discover the smarter way to get unlimited. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. During congestion, the fraction of customers using greater than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video streams at 480p. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Like, if the players really are still bought in on Joe and still really like Joe,
you're obviously not going to say anything different when you just were eliminated
that would
from the playoffs.
That would be, you know, different if someone said something different, than especially after scoring two runs in back-to-back important games. two runs collectively.
2 runs total, right. Rizzo comes out after the game and he's
22
like...
22 innings for 2 runs.
I know. It would have been something though. Rizzo calls all the guys over to the locker. He's like, you know what the problem was? We didn't have a mime. We didn't have a petting zoo. We didn't have a magician. Joe is slipping. Get him out of here.
Yeah, the inflatable doll. Borrow the inflatable doll the White Sox used a few years
that'd
back.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
The only thing we're doing is dressing up like Pedro Strop.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tonight, stop into Binney's Beverage Depot in the South Loop from 6 to 8 to meet Score producer Jay Zawoski and enter for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime, an opportunity to play a football game with your friends at Soldier Field the day after Thanksgiving. 670 The Score's Turkey Bowl at Soldier Field is sponsored by UV Vodka. Mix the moment. Enjoy in moderation. 2018 UV Vodka. 40% alcohol by volume. Produced and bottled by Phillips Products Company, Princeton, Minnesota, USA.
In the 25-year history, more than 350 Chicago Wolves have played in the NHL, including 49 first-round draft picks. The Wolves host arch-rival Milwaukee Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena. Everyone will receive free parking all season long, courtesy of Kia.
Bulls fans, the regular